episode 748, Are You Blinded by Your Own Sight?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are having a glorious day. It is a beautiful day. And guess what? It's Friday. It's confession day. Yes, it is. And we are talking about, are you blinded by your own sight? Now, if that question has confused you a little bit, and it's put that kind of like weird look on your face, good, then stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so excited that you're here, delighted of your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to finding your simple in every day. Well, that's been a kind of crazy week. Has it been a crazy week for you? We've had snow and, you know, we begin to touch the snow and mess with it because when it falls, it's absolutely gorgeous, but we begin to mess with it. We put on our own little touch to it. We run it over with our cars and we begin to beat it down. And sometimes I think that is how life is. From afar, sometimes we can look upon somebody else's life and we see nothing but beauty. Nothing's wrong. It all looks great. But maybe if we were to begin to touch and get to know them and to hold them in their moments, we would see and understand that maybe it's not what we really see. Are you blinded by your own sight? Have you ever been in search for something and discovered that it's right in front of you? Are you blinded by your own sight? Well, of course, I always have a story and it comes from my children. Who would have known? It's the boys. Yes, my two youngest ones. And let's start with the youngest, okay? So he's my sixth grader. He's awesome. And he comes to me just a few moments before he used to get on the bus. And he says, Mom, you know, have you seen those tracing letters I used for a project a while back? And I paused and I was like, oh, tracing letters. Okay, what did I do with them? And I'm like, well, I saw them where you last placed them, which is the lockers, which is kind of our locker room. You come into our laundry and utility room and we just have a, they're not real lockers, but they look like they're lockers. Okay, so that's where we hang all of our coats, et cetera. And I'm like, well, that's where I saw them last. And I remember straightening them up and maybe putting them in a cubicle or so. I said, but that's it. I didn't put them away like I had asked you to do. And then I questioned him and said, well, did you look? And of course he said, yeah, I did. And he left the room. So a few minutes later, I hear him call out to me, Mom, I'm going to the bus. So I quickly ready myself and out the door I go too because I stand with him at the bus stop and we talk. That's our special time. And I love that. It's fun. It's awesome. And at the same time, I'm like, oh dear, where is this conversation going to go? Because obviously he would not have asked for the tracing letters if he did not need it for a project. Why didn't he ask me the night before? A little bit of procrastination here. Well, of course, I inquired with him, well, did you find the letters? And he was like, yep, I did. And I said, well, where did you find them? He goes, right where I left them. I said, but you looked there. He goes, well, I know. And I just was silent. I didn't play the mama card like, well, obviously you didn't look hard enough, right? That's what we're thinking, mamas. We're like, oh, yes, I told you so. Nope, I shut my mouth. And I was like, I'm not going there. That's not going to serve him any good. Are you blinded by your own sight? Sometimes we do not see what we need to because we have our blinders on. We focus and gain only from our own efforts, which means that if we aren't searching deep enough, then we might miss what's right in front of us. We tend to focus on what we can grab immediately or what we see, an opportunity that's right there. Instead of maybe doing a little extra research, digging a little bit deeper, just like, well, when you're looking on another couple maybe or a family and you think their home's perfect, but when you begin to get to know them and see them in moments, you understand that, well, what you see on the outside isn't necessarily what's really going on in the heart of things. Now, hopefully you have had some stories of not finding things. Like for me, I had one instance where I was holding my phone and I was actually, I think I was talking to my mom. I talked to my mom all the time, remember? So I think I was talking to her and I was walking around and the kids have gotten home, I think, from school. And I was like, guys, have you seen my phone? I can't find my phone. It's literally in my hand and I'm having a conversation with my mother who lives a state away. There's no way that she was standing in front of me. You would have thought that I would have connected that, but I didn't. I've had the same thing with sunglasses. Have you ever lost your sunglasses? You're walking around, I can't find my sunglasses. They're not in the car. They're not in my purse. They're not in the bag where when we you know, last went to the pool or whatever. And then where are they? Mom, they're on your head. Really? Are you blinded by your own sight? So my little Einstein calls out to me one day, Mom, did you go shopping? I said, oh, yes, I did. He goes, okay, so you got what I wanted. I can't remember what I got him, but yeah, I got what he wanted. And I said, yeah, hon, I did. It's in the pantry. He goes, well, where? I can't find it. And I said, I know it's in there. I put it there. It should be right there in front of you. So he still couldn't find it. Mom, I can't see it. I can't find it. I've looked everywhere. Okay, now this boy is taller than me and he is my Einstein. Truly he is. And so I walk in the pantry and I'm going, sweetheart, it's right there. And literally it was at his eyesight, which was higher than mine. It was a shelf up from me. I'm short. And so I was like, really? Are you blinded by your own sight? Open my eyes so that I may see all that you have given to me. Are you walking around with those blinders on? Are you hoping that literally what exactly what you want will just fall into your lap? Or are you going deeper? Well, today I want to challenge you to go deeper. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Open your eyes and have sight. Sight, that is, search for intensive growth harboring truth. I want you to soak that in for a minute. Because sight now is something much bigger than just seeing with our eyes. It's search for intensive growth harboring truth. Here, you know, we talk a lot about on Create Your Now being real and raw. I'm really honest with you all. This week has been a real struggle for us. It's been a really long week. I've had some technical blow-ups. Okay, not literally, but pretty close to it. I've been working on a science project that, yes, has almost blown up and caught fire. We've had a death in the family. We've had an accident. We've had, oh my goodness, I know we've had something else. It's just been one thing after another. And it feels like it's just like once we get through one step, we hit another roadblock and we hit another roadblock. Life isn't easy. Life doesn't happen always the way we want it to. But if you are walking around in your life with blinders on thinking that everything is perfect and that just, you know, what you're supposed to do is going to fall from the tree, you got another thing coming. Life takes work. God never told us that it would be easy. Are you searching deep and wide? Are you allowing yourself to reach beyond what's right in front of you? Are you willing to put judgment and comparison to the side to see what's before you? We can get caught up in all of that. You know, I think about people who want to lose weight. I used to be there, and some days I'm back there, because I enjoy the holidays too much and holidays don't, you know, they really don't enjoy my body, but I enjoy the holidays. And so when you want to get healthy and all of a sudden you're coming home and like, oh man, it's right before dinner or you want that snack or it's in between grabbing the kids at activities and you want something to munch on. You need your jaw to move. And what do you go for? The easy process stuff, don't you? It's a quick grab. You've got that immediate gratification. It's what's easy. Instead of taking time to fix an alternative that's healthier. Oh no, I don't want to take an extra 10 minutes because, oh, I only have 2.5 seconds. So I'm going for the stuff that's already in a box. It says it's healthy. It says it's enriched with vitamins and minerals. I'm good. I'll take that. Is that how we're living our life? And I say we because it's you and me. This is something that doesn't just come and go one time in our life. This happens throughout our seasons of life. And as we're going on our journey, we have to figure out and we have to have sight. We need to search for intensive growth, harboring what? Truth. The real, the raw, what's authentic. We can find ourselves living in false positives. We make it fit into our simple narrative. And then we allow influences to come in. You know, influences like comparison. You want what they have. Why can't I already be there? I mean, gosh, they're doing this. I want to do that. So I'm going that direction. Maybe that's not the direction you need to go. Maybe it is. But where's your sight? Maybe the influences are coming through what's trending, what's popular in society, what's in vogue. Or maybe it's who you hang with. You know, your friends or your social delights. And I say it that way because maybe you have your social circle is, oh, well, I go party with this group and I go to church with this group and I volunteer with this group. And then when we do activities with my girls, I'm in this group. Everything influences what we do all around us. But ultimately, the sight is what we seem to be missing. Search for intensive growth, harboring truth. Truth, that is. Because if we're not harboring truth, if we're not wanting to find what's real and authentic, then we truly are just getting in our own way. And on top of that, we're getting into God's way. And we're stumbling over maybe what he is really wanting for us. Where are you stumbling today? What are you trying to push down that maybe God actually closed that door? Sometimes, yes, we need to push through to build our endurance. But other times, sometimes a door closes and maybe that door is closed because the end. That's what it means. Where are you in your life's journey today? You know, I think about wanting to be happy, right? Everybody wants to be happy or they want to be loved. Well, we can sit here and just gravitate towards whatever's right in front of us, whether it's food, whether it's that next man in front of us or that next woman in front of us. It could be going shopping. Maybe that's going to give us that happiness. But you know what? If you dig deeper, there's something else. You see, that's the truth that's missing. Have sight. Maybe you want a better job. So you think you get this offer and this opportunity and you're like, yes, I'm all in, that's it. But it only meets 4 of your 10, you know, requirements of what you're looking for. But you're like, oh, that's okay. I'll settle. It's good. It gets us out of here. I'm fine with it. No big deal. But is that really where you need to be? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Have sight. Search for intensive growth, harboring truth. Maybe you want to have an organized home. But you know what? An organized home is more than a clean counter. Okay, Mom, that was for you. My mom and I have this thing with clean counters. Yes, a kitchen always looks better with clean counters. But for a mom of 5 and then with a hubby, it is very difficult for me to keep a clean counter. And we're not going to add in there the puppy dog and the kitty cats because I think they really think they own the house. So when she comes to visit, it's kind of this ongoing joke that, oh, Mom, look, I finally have a clean counter. And look, it's lasted the whole time you were here. Other times you come to my house and you can't even see it. But you see, there's more to an organized home than a clean counter. Have sight. Search for intensive growth, harboring truth. Where is it? You got to dive deeper. Maybe you want that sizzling marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you've been married 2 years. I don't care if you've been married 22 years. You're like, I want a hot, sizzling marriage. Well, that doesn't mean that when something doesn't go your way, you throw a temper tantrum and you get mad and you wait till he or she is going to make that change. You know, your hubby can't go and make that change, and your wife can't go and make that change. So what do? Is it all about you? Well, sometimes, unfortunately, that's how we see things. Yet you're saying, but I want this sizzling marriage. Have sight. Where's the truth? Are you digging deeper? There's something more. What do you have your sight set on today? What are you struggling with? What are you wishing was a little bit different? And I want you to remove the outer layer, that surface stuff, all the stuff that's left on the counter. Leave that there, because you know what? That'll always be there. I don't care if you're happy. I don't care if you're in the best marriage. I don't care if you have, you know, the job that's paying you $1 million a month. Sign me up, by the way, if it's legal. No, but seriously, it doesn't matter. You're always going to have that stuff on the surface. But if you want to go deeper, you got to have sight. You've got to search for intensive growth harboring truth. There's more to it. There's always more to it. I want you to know that I'm here. Maybe you are saying, okay, I don't know exactly where I am as into how I need to walk on this path, but I know I'm going this direction and I would like some help. Click on the link, take aim. I'm here for you. Maybe you're like, I have nothing to do with sight. I'm okay. I got that, but I've got some other areas. Click on the link, take aim. I'm here for you. This is a free 20-minute call with me. I promise you, you will walk away with something that you can use in your life that's going to take you deeper. But you have to take the first step. One step leads to your miles of greatness. I pray that your week ends on a very high note, because guess what? It's the weekend. And if you're not counting already, guess what? Super Bowl is 1 week away. And right now, I got to tell you, I am enjoying the Australian Open. So if you guys are down in Australia, maybe you're actually there. Good day, mates. I love it. I love it. So go out, spend some time with your family. Allow your time for you, the me time that you give yourself. Give yourself some freedom to be you. And remember, don't be blinded by your own sight, because God's got plans that you can't even see yet. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.